Avenue.
They're back.
It's sports all around the clock. Sports all the time.
He's a horrible human being that shouldn't be in the league, is what I believe.
For one final season, live on Penguin Radio, this is the Tailgate.
But, I mean, look at me. Do I look like a cross-country runner to you? Playing against the top tier teams in the nation.
You sure it's not top?
Top.
Dude, I love Blake Griffin. I'm not a Clippers fan, but I love Blake Griffin.
The final season of The Tailgate with Brock Beal and Hunter Hornstein starts right now.
And here we go.
It. Happy Halloween, tailgaters.
Welcome to the show. To my immediate right, Brock El Capitan Beal. My name is Hunter Hornstein. You're listening to the best damn tailgate that you're ever going to have. It's Halloween, and we're spending it with you guys. Brock, happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. Hey, we were just talking about this right before the show. Our last Halloween as college students together. And you know what? I would not spend it anywhere else but here with Tailgate Nation. I love it. We're together. It's going to be a great time. We're talking all Halloween. A little bit of sports mixed in, but we're going to stick with the holiday tradition, I think.
There's sports in it, but mostly it has to do with Halloween. We're putting a little Halloween twist on it. This is the Tailgate. Every Thursday night, 9 to 10, final season, like Brock mentioned, final Halloween here at Dominican University of California, and we're spending with you. Thanks for tuning in wherever you may be tuned in here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Very happy Halloween, and we're ready to go. A whole hour for you of semi-sports talk with a little bit of a Halloween twist. We've got some guests tonight. Brock, we're keeping that tradition alive. It's a couple of members from the LAX team, a volleyball member, and a golfer in the studio.
I think first golfer of either men's or women's golf that we've ever had on the tailgate.
Let's see. We've had volleyball. We've had
soccer.
Lacrosse,
both
we've had
soccer teams.
We've had basketball.
Basketball teams.
We had basketball. First golfer.
I think the only team that we haven't had is cross country. I think that's the only team that we haven't had come in now.
Up until now, I think, yeah, you're right.
You know, we have a whole season, so we're good. We'll be fine. We have a whole year left. We got to get some cross country people in here. But, you know, hey, checking golf right off the list. It's good. It's good.
Brock, before we go any further, I have to ask you.
Yes.
Your getup is fantastic.
Oh, thank you.
Explain to the tailgaters at home, the lovely people listening to us, rather than going out and trick-or-treating, what is your tonight only?
Tonight only.
Because it's only Thursday. And if anybody's aware of college
tradition,
hypocrisy, I should say, college Halloween over a weekend. It's not Halloween, it's Halloween weekend.
Yeah, it is.
And so for Thursday, for actual Halloween, what have you got
tonight? Well, for tonight, I went with a very classic look. I went for TV as a role model, and I went with a little Duck Dynasty action. So I have a full wig on, a full mullet wig. I also have a beard, a big fat brown beard that I'll be posting. I have a flannel on, some jeans. I have a nice big cowboy belt buckle, actually, with a longhorn on it. Look great. And I feel, you know what? I feel right. I feel good. After I get an actual job, I might just have to let the beard go for a little bit. Because I just, when I put it on,
you need to know, be
it's a
settled,
little itchy.
Though. You need to be settled, though. You need to have that well-paying job that they can't take you away from.
I just feel right, though. I just feel at home in the full beard. And you, sir, little throwback to Petaluma Little League, I think.
See, the thing is, it's the Petaluma Little League colors, but it has San Francisco over the front. We got the baseball thing. I've got some San Rafael Pacifics pants that were graciously loaned to me. Some black socks. Going a little baseball today.
It looks good, though.
Wasn't quite sure. We have our other costume for this weekend, which is going to be fantastic. Mm-hmm. If you are interested in that, you're just going to have to find us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. And hope that we post a picture. I don't know if we will.
Oh, it could be dicey.
It will. It'll be interesting.
What I have to say about your outfit tonight, and you look great, by the way. You look very well done. You did the whole thing.
I couldn't get the beard, though.
But, you know, that's okay. You don't need the beard because you went full eye black. You have eye black on.
See, every day is game seven, Brock.
It is 9:05 p.m. p.m. I'm pretty sure there's no sun at 9:05 p.m. But you have full eye black, and I appreciate the effort to detail.
The
and
lights
you also
in the
have
studio,
a baseball bat.
The lights in the studio are very bright.
Yes, and you're also carrying around a baseball bat, which I think is a fantastic touch.
You
got to
protect
because,
yourself.
I mean, what else are you going to do? I mean, you're not going to carry a glove around because that's just inconvenient, right? So the bat definitely makes more sense.
The bat is better than a glove.
Yes,
indeed.
Exactly. Yes.
The bat is mightier than the glove. I wish I had gone the beard, though, just for the sake of, you know, the Red Sox winning the World Series last night. Their entire team had beards, yada, yada, yada. But, you know, we missed that game.
We really did.
We did not watch it. We were in class. So
thankfully,
you know, we're getting our studies on and whatnot. But the Red Sox win that series. I know I had them in 7, but they took care of business at 6. A weird series that ended kind of weird, a couple of different games, but really a lot of just Boston. It seemed like, and especially after everything that happened earlier in the year with the marathon and everything and all those tragic events, it seemed like there was just something special going on in Fenway there.
Yeah. I'm not a huge baseball fan, as everybody that listens to the show really knows. But this series, to me, was almost perfect. I mean, there was controversy. The first couple games being decided by kind of weird plays, in a sense. Plays that don't normally happen.
Right.
And then, you know, Boston coming home and winning it for the first time since, what, 1918, I believe? Is that correct?
Well, it's the first time. I mean, they've won it twice, but it's at home
Boston.
In about 90-something years.
Yeah. That was fantastic. That was fantastic for me. And you know what the best part of the whole series for me was, honestly? And we talked about it because we actually got to see the post game. Was Aaron Andrews interviewing, and I'm going to butcher his name, the closer for the...
Uihara. I'll just save you right there.
I believe his son's name is Kaz.
Yes.
And she was asking him, like, are you excited? And he goes, yes, good. And it was just like, that's like the perfect little kid answer. He's on national television, has no idea what's going on.
And he definitely did not go to school today.
No chance. The entire town of Boston is probably closed today.
We made a joke on our Facebook page. Everyone calls in sick. But really, I mean, if you live in Boston or you work in Boston and your boss, who probably should have been out there partying with everybody else.
Yeah. If they're responsible, if they're telling you
to come in and come to work, I think, at least for Boston, just that's the way that crazy city is. And, you know, you and I are both West Coast guys. We have no idea about that. But just the fact that it's so crazy, baseball crazy, Red Sox crazy, that's a national holiday or at least a citywide holiday, is it not?
I mean, I feel like it's got to be. I know when San Francisco won it, we've been fortunate enough to be here for 2 times that the Giants have won a World Series. The city's practically closed. I mean, they literally rioted in the streets last night.
And that's San Francisco.
They literally burnt cars.
San Francisco is pretty peaceful. It's pretty, you know, a little hippie. It's not
very
intense
liberal.
Sports.
Yes. And, I mean, that was closed. And there was like, what, 4 million people that went into the city for the parade? So you know when Boston throws a parade with the duck boats and everything, it's going to be a little wild. And it's probably going to be great.
I think a lot of people, if they were not a Boston fan and they didn't live in St. Louis, I think they kind of adopted the Red Sox as their team. Much like in 2001 when the Yankees were in the World Series
after
the terrorist attacks. They didn't win it, but America, outside of Arizona, they really adopted the team as their own. You know, and it's a feel-good story, and I'm glad Boston won. Normally I'd root against Boston Red Sox. I go into the season thinking if the Yankees don't win and the Red Sox or and the Dodgers don't win, we're happy.
Mm-hmm.
The Red Sox would be a close third,
right?
But in this sense, I was okay with that. You know, it's a feel-good story and a good wrap-up to a year because they finished last season.
They did, and I think that, you know, not to say that it's un-American to root for the Boston Red Sox in that situation, because obviously it's not that extreme, but there is a feel-good story in that, and there were guys, every single guy that they interviewed after the game was saying, you know, there's something special in Boston. There's something special. Pedroia was saying, you know, oh, we have something special here. This was in March he was saying that.
Right.
And I think that whole situation with the marathon and the tragedy that happened there really, you know, woke that team up a little bit. And sometimes, you know, you just can't write stories better than that. In Hollywood, you could not. If somebody said, finished last the year before, there's a tragic bombing in their city, and they win the World Series at home the next year, they'd throw that script out. There's no chance because that just doesn't happen. But, you know, last night it happened. And that's, to me, a symbol of how great sports can be for a community and for a city.
Right.
Much like, you know, you said 2001.
I mean, for anything, really. Yeah, anything. You're able to rally around it, and people, it doesn't matter if you're this fan or that fan, you come together, and it's really a good feel-good story. Mm-hmm. But yeah, a very important point that you made there. Penguin recap, before we go to our first break, and then after the break, we're going to bring in a host of guests here, and we'll get to them, you know, after the break. But Penguin recap, I know the soccer teams were, they had their senior day.
Mm-hmm. I think they both lost in pretty close games.
Unfortunately, they lost close games. And I was talking to Sam Vella, who's a fellow comm major. He had his own show. We've had him on the show before. Great guy.
Yeah.
Senior, he said that was the best game they've ever played.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, they came up short. I think it was in overtime or something.
Yeah, it was
like
very
that.
Close
it was
1-0.
A shout out to all those seniors, the senior soccer players, and then volleyball as well. They're in the islands right now, right?
They are, yeah. They actually have a game, should be starting here in the next hour, 45 minutes to an hour, I believe, against Waihilo, I believe it is.
I think it's BYU tonight.
Is it BYU tonight? There's three or four of them. I don't. They all sound the same to me.
And they're nationally
ranked. They're all in
Hawaii.
Ranked. They're in Waikiki.
They're nationally ranked something.
They're number four.
Okay.
So if we can get updates on that by the end of the show, I don't think the game will be over because it is Hawaiian time, so it's a couple hours behind us. But we will try to keep you as up to date as possible on that. Good luck to the girls out on the islands. I know we've been getting Snapchats and pictures from all of them, and it's quite annoying because, well, they're in Waikiki and we're
not
in the dirty raft. But, you know, hey, we're making the best of it here on the Tailgate with Tailgate Nation on Halloween. We have a special throwback treat for you right here. Enjoy it. Happy Halloween. We'll be right back with our special guest. Thank you very much.
I'm working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight, for my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast, the ghouls all came from their humble abode to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. Zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five. They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Rex's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said,
whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
Now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool. Rax a part of the band. And my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them what is said.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And you my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
Mash.
You in
monster mash.
everything is gold, everything is equal. Posted on the porch, just chilling, me and my people. Eyelids closed, gold sun shines on. The world's coated in the gold Krylon, yeah. And these days, 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 they never run away. Gold tints, shades, to block out that golden haze. Take all the gold from the pine shop that lives behind the case. And give it away,
give it away.
When gold erupted from volcanoes in the heavens, and every shrine that existed in time melted. Tombs open, dookie ropes on the barrels. When everything is gold, who cares about the cats? They say the gold's the skin of the gods. You can't take the band-aid when you're gone. Tip over that kiosk in the mall as the sunset falls into tomorrow.
Today we're feeling like gold. 500,000 sold. Slick Rick gold, rope on helico. And we stay fresh, so fresh head to toe. Slug
a
faded 14
karat
plated, so
we're
feeling like gold.
500,000 sold, slick Rick gold, rope on helico.
Today we're feeling like gold.
So fresh at the toes, gold slug a faded 14 karat plated, so we're feeling like gold.
All right, now we open up that car door, hop out, hope they notice us. Throughout society, we've been locked in that cobra clutch. More gold bottles never sober up. Dear Jesus and gold, I trust, I solemnly swear to wear my cross and stuff. Separate myself by sticking out just because. That's how you illustrate power and who you're above. But nah, tonight we take it, giving it back. Crack open the vault, let everyone mob in the bank. Take whatever they want, we party and give thanks. I've been rocking gold chains since P was in a tank. You only live once, you only live once. Watch Rick Ross give his Jesus peace to a bum. Cause tonight, we ball, we coming up. Painting the glow gold, two-stepping on the sun.
Like gold, 500,000 sold. Slick Rick gold, rope on helico. And we stay fresh, so fresh head to toe. Gold slug a faded 14 karat plated, so we're feeling like gold.
Coins, gold phone, gold car, cost at least 10 racks to get 16 gold bars. Gold rush, suck on my gold dust, under these gold trunks, that's two golden nuggets. Flying on the gold eagle, flyer than the rest of them. Pass the space needle, golden shower on pedestrians. Excuse me, that's my bad, that's my ego, and he shouldn't have. My ego got hair, that motherfucker got a mullet, bruh, and it's gold. Two girls, gold grass, lounging on the water, beating the gold sand. Sipping on
Welcome back to the show.
It's a banger right there. It's my jam.
Good, good, good song. Always.
That's Macklemore. My jam.
Come on.
December 7th, I believe, we'll be there in SF.
It's gonna be a
forward
gonna
tag
be a
that event.
Magical time. Hopefully, Sam Ranger remembers it this time though.
Yeah, seriously. If she's listening.
All right, live in the studio, we've got a few guests here: Becca Shira, Haley Carruthers, Ben Ludeman, and the Iceman are live in studio.
You know it.
And
they look pretty excited.
They look great.
You know what? They are just as committed to the Halloween theme as we are. They all showed up in full costume, might I add. The one thing I want to point out is that, Ben, you seem to be white trash of some sort.
Indeed I am, yes. Yeah.
And I think the best part about your costume is that your actual tattoo looks worse than the Sharpie tattoos that you put on.
Thank you. Thank you. They actually spent much more time drawing on the cores, meth, and tits tattoos that I have on my arms.
Oh, good.
Than the tattoo artist took on my shoulder tattoo.
Hey,
that is real.
You know, that's just the dedication that Dominican students have
exactly.
To Halloween here.
The Iceman, of course, dressed. I mean, I don't. You can go ahead and say it yourself.
Yeah, you can
sir.
Explain it.
Well, you know, I'm dressed as Lieutenant Dangle from Reno 911, but I mean, I am kind of Southern. I was born in Texas, so.
You were not.
I was. Check my birth certificate. I was born in Austin, Texas.
Oh, well, you know, hey, I will give you this. Best mustache on the campus.
Oh, absolutely.
Right
bar
in front
none.
Of us.
Thank you.
Bar
thank
none.
You. I mean, goodness. Do you just remend that?
It's all natural.
All natural.
All natural.
Okay, that's what I like to see. He's a perfect 10 then.
You see okay out of those sunglasses you got there?
Well, the sunglasses. Okay.
The only reason why I ask, I'm getting crap earlier in the show wearing eye black at 9 o'clock. It's 9:20 now and you're wearing sunglasses.
Okay, the lights in here, I'm going to agree with you. The lights in here are pretty bright.
Thank you.
They are.
Yeah.
They're very
and,
bright.
And, I mean, it's part of my costume. When do you ever see cops not wearing sunglasses?
Indeed.
That's very
indeed.
True.
Not to be outdone, we've got Haley Carruthers and Becca Shira here, a golfer and a volleyball player, and they went with the matching cute girl little costume.
They're my white trash sister wives. Yes. That's why.
White trash sister wives.
So why don't you guys explain to us what the idea was behind this? I mean, I know that Ben's a good looking dude, so you guys just couldn't just take turns. You had to share them at the same time. Is that what's going on here?
Oh yeah, that's right. Yes.
They're also cousins. All of them are also cousins.
Oh good.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that just adds to it a little bit.
adds to the white trash.
So what you're saying is we went from Mississippi and jumped straight to Alabama is what you're saying.
Also added.
You jumped states really quick.
I added a little bit of Louisiana.
Yes.
In there.
Okay. Okay. Yes, good. Yes. Hey, we're just clearing it up for the listeners. You know, they can't see you. I mean, they will. We'll probably take pictures and put it on the Twitter and Facebook page for the tailgate. But, you know, we just want to make a visual representative of you guys because you guys look so good right now.
No hate to the South. Not everyone there is cousins who are married.
No, I have family from Texas. Yeah,
I'm from Texas.
Got a bunch of, you know, those Southern listeners. I mean, Alabama football tunes in all the time. To
hey, you never know. AJ McCarron could be an avid listener. You never know.
So is Catherine Webb, from what I
know. Please.
You know what? I'd be totally okay with that.
Yeah, I would love that. All right, so before the show, you guys are kind of getting thrown into this, but you guys are going to do great. Before the show, Hunter and I were talking about, you know, old Halloween pictures and old, like, everybody's posting on Instagram and Twitter all the old school Halloween pictures that you used to dress up when you were like 6. We want to know your best sports related Halloween costume. If you've ever dressed up as an athlete or a sports theme, Becca, go.
Yes. Okay. 6th grade, I was a baseball player on steroids.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
That's fantastic.
My arms with socks.
Socks,
and shirts,
okay.
And I was huge. It was pretty awesome.
That's great. I mean, that's pretty accurate. I mean, Hunter's got, he's got some socks in there too, I think.
Bonds be prior to the steroids.
Okay. You're a young Barry Bonds.
There we go.
Young Barry Bonds. Okay. Ben, you raise your hand.
Despite being a small white man, I have always aspired to be a big black man. So as a child, I was Warren Sapp when I was about 7 years old. And
good.
So that was probably my best sports.
I hope that you did not do the whole blackface craze painting.
I did not.
Okay, good. Because that's very controversial right now. We don't want to get into
young
that.
I was to even understand exactly what blackface is.
Okay,
so
good.
Because my parents kind of vetoed that before I even brought it up.
Hey, smart parents, okay?
They are.
Ice, did you ever do a sports theme, like maybe skiing or snowboarding?
I mean, if you count action sports, I guess I was a skateboarder. Border 1 year, but the
that counts.
I mean back in Colorado it snowed, so I couldn't really be a skateboarder. I had to wear my ski jacket and pants around because there's like a foot of snow on the ground when I go trick-or-treating.
That's fair.
Such a bummer when the snow ruins your costume.
Well, absolutely. Like it happens like every other year,
right?
It's terrible.
Like if you ever wanted to be Superman or a superhero, your mom
you
wouldn't
better
let
be
you,
packing some socks
your mom wouldn't let you out of the house without your coat. I mean, does Superman wear a coat? No. Come
on. You get up to the door, you have to unzip your coat and be like, I'm Superman.
Clearly, pretty much, Ice has embraced a California Halloween with the amount of skin that he's showing compared to what he could show back in Colorado right now.
Skies out, thighs out, baby.
All day. Exactly. 100%. Skies out, thighs out. Shout out to Chubby Shorts.
Oh, my. All right. Hunter, what about you? Do you do a lot of sports-themed Halloween costumes?
Always.
Yeah.
Always.
What was your favorite?
My favorite was always the baseball player just because it was easy. There was a couple of times, you know, I just thought of this now that I should have done. I should have gone in like, this sounds stupid now. To me, I think it's funny. I should have gone broadcaster and gotten like headphones and whatnot. That would have been funny.
That would have been funny.
I mean, I always did the baseball player. I think I did, I really can't remember.
Because it was so long ago. It was all of what, like 15 years ago that you can't remember?
I can't remember what we talked about in our first segment, man.
Oh, that's very true.
Actually, I remember one of the sports teams I was. Sophomore year of high school, wiffle ball player.
That a babe.
There we go. Go.
Well, wiffle ball player.
To be fair, Ice was on the Regis Jesuit wiffle ball team, so that wasn't much of a costume.
Wait. Varsity wiffle ball team. Remember, it said varsity wiffle on the back of my shirt. Varsity wiffle.
Look out. Whoa. Look out. Whoa.
Watch out, guys. Varsity wiffle ball player here.
Oh, my.
Danger.
I used to, like, I think every other year when I was little, I went as a University of Washington football player, and I always wore my dad's jerseys and my dad's, like, game pants and stuff. And 1 year.
It's adorable.
It is. It's so cute. That's so cute. Oh, my God. And had the old school helmet, and my parents like would spray paint the helmet and stuff to make them match like the current helmet for the team and stuff. One year, I wanted to go as a Husky player, and Jack was a cowboy, and he had this big, like, his whole school went to this, like, farm, like, pumpkin patch. And so he went as a cowboy, and then he got home from school, and I was dressed as a football player, and he broke down in tears, bawling, crying, because he wanted to be dressed just like me. You can ask my parents. I'm sure they're listening to this. They can attest. Broke down crying, and my dad finally said, okay, screw it, fine. Drove him to like Walmart or Target or somewhere and bought him a Steve Young 49ers football jersey, complete with the little plastic helmet, the little like 49ers jersey that I think had like foam in the shoulders to make it look like they had little shoulder pads on, and like the full pants and everything. And granted, he was three. I mean, he was little. He was like in kindergarten. So he's maybe like four or five. But I mean, I just remember that vividly. Two little football players walking around, and this was in Oregon, and I was walking around as a University of Washington football player, and I remember even then as a little kid, people opening the door and going, oh, no candy for this kid, and like literally closing the door in my face saying, oh, nope, no Huskies, get candy here, and literally closing the door in my face.
Go Ducks, right?
Hey, you know, what a great state and representative of your state.
I was picturing Jack as about 12 in this story until you said
Well,
his age.
You know.
I can see that. Could, I can see that happening. Possible.
You could have told me this was
this could have happened like a couple hours ago. Yeah. And you wouldn't know the difference, right? Yeah.
Sorry.
Little baby is probably sitting on our couch still watching ESPN, but
I think I've decided that Jack, his 4 years here will forever be a recruiting trip. He will never be a trooper.
It's
he's
pretty
just
true.
Always on a recruiting trip.
Yeah, that's pretty accurate. One experience that I remember from Halloween, and we're kind of getting off sports here for a second, but I always remember the one house, and it reminds me of the AT&T commercial where they like give out like the floss or the toothbrushes. Anybody else have an experience like that?
Oh,
like apples?
Okay, if you ever got candy that did not come in actual, you know, the candy wrapper,
yeah,
and it was made like you could tell that this old lady had nothing to do, and she made her
handmade,
own candy,
like the popcorn balls, caramel, like or cheddar popcorn balls.
It was,
oh my goodness,
it was awful.
There was a reason I was a fat kid. I mean, I ate a lot of candy on Halloween. I would fill up like 2 to 3 pillowcases. I went hard. You guys, like, how often did you guys walk around? Like, how far did you guys go? Because I remember going like,
I
thought was like miles, but it probably was like three blocks.
We
I don't
would
know.
Legitimately go miles. I would not stop.
Oh yeah,
until I had.
It's a fever.
Yeah, no, I would make my parents carry it when I couldn't carry it and bring out a new
bag. Gotta get the candy, get the candy, get the candy.
No, if anyone knows me and how much I eat, it makes sense.
Yeah, oh, you eat like 8 meals a day, so yeah, that makes sense.
Yes, I do.
I know my dad's listening or my mom is listening and she can back me up on this. Did your parents like steal your candy?
Absolutely.
Oh,
absolutely.
My dad was such a jerk about that. He would steal literally like half a pillowcase of candy from my brother and me. So he got more candy than both kids combined, probably.
Ben,
but
this isn't school. You don't have to raise your hand.
This
you
is more free flowing.
Just talking to your mic there.
That's valid. But it actually got so bad when I was a kid. My parents, they stole it a couple times, and then I kept finding it. And so eventually I was like you, Brock. I was a kind of fat little kid because I had a lot of candy.
Hey.
They started paying me for my candy every Halloween.
Good.
And
hey, that's great.
I would
that's
sell them. I started going to all the houses multiple times so that I could just make more money from them every year. And it was pretty bad.
There's nothing wrong with that, you know? There was a story today that I heard where a lady was actually refusing to give candy tonight to obese children.
She was giving out letters.
She was giving out letters to the parents. So she'd be like, oh, okay, here's a piece of candy for you. Here's a piece of candy for you. Okay, Johnny, here's a piece of candy for you. Timmy, take this note to your parents. Go have an apple. Like, go home and eat an apple. And literally, this is, I think it was in
Texas.
Those
are the kind of people that ruin Christmas.
Christmas? You said Christmas.
Did I say Christmas?
Yeah, fine.
I meant
Halloween.
Halloween. They're the kind of people, though, that tell you that Santa's not real and ruins Christmas for you. That's the kind of people that are there.
I mean, I'm gonna agree with you on that, but I mean, at least she's looking out for the kid's health.
It's
Halloween. I understand, but this kid's
every kid gets candy.
But this kid's probably getting Halloween every day. He's not obese. He's probably getting Halloween so every
what
day.
What you're saying is it's the parents' fault.
Yes.
It's all their fault. Yeah. I mean, well, parents are the ruin of all children. Let's be real.
I mean, this kid needs to lay off the candy a little bit, too. Probably. Not just the parent. I mean, the parents probably should take away the candy and pay him for the candy or something.
I want to go back to Brock's.
Thank you for comparing me to an obese child right there. We're just going to bring it back to my story.
No, I'm not comparing you to an obese child. I'm saying that you need to get in the weight room a little bit there, son. Tone it up a little bit.
I'm a real soft 125 pounds.
you're just a little guy.
Can you switch that one and that two a little bit? Is it 215 or 125?
Either one. I'm fine with
it's
either.
It's a toss-up. Really, Hunter, you were about to say something?
Oh, I was just saying, I never had to worry about my mom stealing candy. She didn't care enough. But I had to definitely worry about friends stealing. You'd go out there with your pillowcase. You wake up the next morning. No pillowcase. Candy's gone.
It's gone.
You know? It's way gone.
It's like the LeBron thing. It's gone. It's nowhere. It's gone.
Was it just me, or did you guys just dump out all your candy with your friends and you guys would just trade for hours?
Absolutely.
For what you guys wanted.
See, the problem with that, though, is that sometimes turned into brawls, at least with my friends.
See, no, I didn't have awful friends like you, Hunter.
I was the smallest, obviously. I was the smallest out of all of my friends.
I mean, to be fair, I would have picked on you if
exactly.
I was your friend as a child,
and that's okay.
I still will.
I grew up knowing that was a casualty of war. You know?
Jack and I would pour out our things and separate them into, categories, right? So you had all your Butterfingers over here, all your Reese's Pieces over here, all your M&Ms over here, whatever. And that is when the Grand Faja Papa Beal would strike, and he would zero in. He would zero in on his favorite little section and slowly scoot over. Be like, "Hey guys,
how you're scooting in the studio.
What are you guys doing over here? Oh, you got some candy over here. Oh, did you get some good candy? Oh yeah, I sorted it all out. I got this over here." And be like, "Oh really? So what's this over here? Oh, those are my Butterfingers. That's my favorite. That's my favorite too." And you're like, "No way." Yeah. And then you'd look away, and he kind of just put his hand over it and slide it away. And you'd be like, "Oh, talk. I lost my Butterfingers. Huh?" And he'd just be sitting over there like, "Oh, yeah, that's weird. Eh? You got to take care of your stuff."
Greatest part about Halloween is you get those new Jimmy Kimmel videos out there when he says he tells the parents that watch his show to go out and steal their kids' candy, then videotapes them. some of the best reaction videos I've ever seen, where the kids are just – ups. Either there's two scales. There's one scale, two different outcomes. Either the kid starts bawling and just screaming and really upset, or the kid goes, "That's okay, mommy. You can have the candy. That's fine." There's never the happy medium. Okay. It's either the kid's a saint or the kid's a friggin' devil child. You know.
I have a feeling I'd be on the latter end on that one. I would have
lost it.
Oh my god. I worked so hard for that candy. I got dressed up. I walked. I carried that heavy pillowcase all the way back to the house. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, you're 8 years old. That pillowcase.
No. Your arms are sore the next day. Absolutely. Your arms are definitely sore.
I mean, that's
the next
like weightlifting. That's intense.
I would have demanded double my candy back.
You would have collected interest on candy?
Oh, absolutely.
That's good.
That's a breach of trust with your parents at such a young age.
Exactly.
I don't know if you come back from that.
Uh-uh.
That's like, "Mom, I can never, ever, ever trust you again." No chance.
Speaking of trick or treating, and all this talk has got me thinking, and the first time tonight, we were actually on the other end of trick-or-treating. We had a little brother and sister come to our house.
Oh, and by the way, if by any chance that kid is listening, you owe us a new doorbell. He wore that thing out.
Yeah. That kid hit that thing 50 times, and we're sitting there going,
It got to the point where
that?
We started yelling at the door.
Halloween.
"Hey, okay, we get it."
We thought it was one of you guys. We thought it was somebody who's coming over to hang out with us. We're like, "Just come in." And lo and behold, this little kid opened
the door.
Little
kid came in, by the way.
That's going to be a little creepy for those parents, where the kid's ringing the doorbell for some candy. You're like, "Yeah, just come in. It's fine.
It's fine, whatever.
Just come hang out, guys. It's okay."
And we literally had nothing set up. I didn't even think about it. And luckily, my grandparents and my mom had sent me down a bunch of Halloween candy, so I emptied it all into a bowl. And there's this, they were 5 or 6, little brother and sister.
Poor kid was a ninja.
Ninja, a ninja, and it looked like Peach from Mario Kart or something. I don't know. He's a little princess thing. And I literally just walked up with this full bowl of candy and said, "Here, split it," and handed them the bowl.
You made their night.
And their eyes got huge, and their parents just went, "Oh no, oh God, why? Oh, why did we come to this house? I told you those college kids were trouble. They're always noisy. God, why did we come here?" And they just started shoveling, just straight shoveling candy into their bags. And finally the dad was like, okay, that's enough. And I was like, no, just take it all. Just take it all. And they're shoveling candy into their bag. And it was a little bit interesting to be on the other side of that.
It was what was weird. More interesting, the kid actually came in the house.
He stepped inside of our home. He was in the living room.
He was ready to go. And that just tells you how keen kids are on getting candy.
He needs the candy.
He's coming after it. I mean, our dog got a little scared, even started barking at him. He didn't care.
He's like, hey, now.
I need this candy.
Get over here. We're getting candy.
Frankly, Brock, I'm surprised you didn't try to give Charles to one of them.
We tried. No, Charles wanted to go with them. He was like, I smell something coming in this house, and it smells delicious, and I know that we don't have any of it here, so I'm going with them. And he literally was like outside going after the kids, and we're like, okay, come. You need to come back into the house now, Charles. Back to safety. Don't go with the strange people, you know.
Let's take a quick break. When we come back, though, we have a cool little, a little segment that has to do with mascots, has to do with Halloween. We'll get into that a little bit later. We've got Becca, Haley, Ice, Ben, and I pointed at all of you guys and I said the wrong name as I was pointing.
I'm not relevant. Becca, just for the record.
You are not Becca.
I am not Ben.
We've got a lot of people in the studio here. Brock Beal, Hunter Hornsey, this is The Tailgate. Happy Halloween, folks. Country action there.
Big fan. Hey, I'm going as Duck Dynasty tonight. I'm ready to go. We got like three hicks / rednecks / sister cousin wives in here. We're good to go.
And I'm a southern he's calf right here. I'm born in Texas. I'm a little bit southern.
He's a southern sheriff. I mean, it doesn't get more country
than a
southern sheriff.
You have the right
sheriff to
remain silent.
Welcome back, ladies, to the show, The Tailgate, every Thursday night, 9 to 10. Brock Beal, Hunter Hornstein. We are joined by the Iceman, Ben Ludeman, Haley Carruthers, and Becca Shira. a bunch of DU student athletes here as we're celebrating a little Halloween action at Dominican University. Brock, you and I were talking earlier, and we're going to throw it up for discussion. What mascot? It could be college, could be anything.
Any sport, any level, anything.
Which mascot makes the best Halloween costume?
Well, it depends, first of all, if you want to go scary, like a scary, like scare children type of Halloween costume, or if you want to go like, oh, that's funny, like, oh, he's going as that. Like, that's, oh, yeah. So my first one for scary, and we talked about this today, I believe it was on Deadspin, maybe ESPN.com. The new Pelicans, the New Orleans Pelicans mascot is terrifying. It looks like a pterodactyl with like feathers. It's got like big like feathers hanging off of the like dude's arms, and it's kind of like a greenish white cream color.
I've never seen a pelican and green ever.
We looked at the picture and it's terrifying. It's absolutely horrifying to look at. It's like, oh my god, they're gonna put that in front of people. That's going to be...
Not only is that going to be... That's going to be to root people to cheer. Yeah,
they want people to get excited about that thing. And I say thing because it is a monstrosity.
It's absolutely terrifying. It's not... I lost my train of thought.
You know? Hey. It's not a good-looking creature.
That's what I was
saying.
Damn it.
It's not a good-looking thing. It's not. It's just bad. So first of all, Pelicans had potential. And they ruined it.
Let's throw it up for discussion. If Beck and Haley are done Snapchatting or taking selfies or whatnot.
They're trying to get famous, okay? It's the first time they've ever been broadcast place.
What would be your, if you could choose any mascot as a Halloween costume, what would it be?
Becca's got this one.
A sports mascot.
Sports mascot. I really don't know. The only mascot I can think of right now is my middle school mascot. We're the Flames.
Ooh, I like that. That'd
How do you
good.
Dress up
That'd
as a flame? Cool.
That would be hard.
You gotta go with Hunger Games, Girl on Fire. You gotta get the dress that is on fire. Yeah, that's what you gotta do.
We should do that for Halloween next year.
And I say that in a completely heterosexual, not weird, creepy way because I've actually seen the movies. But that's what I would see as the flame being. Would be like a dress that's like red and yellow and orange and stuff. Am I wrong? Is that
kind of
what
totally
you were imagining? Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good. It's kind of like the heat. Pick the heat. That's how do you dress as the heat? What is the heat?
A flame.
What is a Miami? What is a Miami Heat?
How about a LA?
What is that?
How about a LA Laker?
What a Laker is like a Laker is like a river or like a lake worker.
But how do you?
It's not a river. It's a lake.
It's a lake. How do you dress as a lake?
All blue, I guess.
I mean, I think we can all agree that the best mascot that you could ever go as is a Camus Papermaker. I mean, there's only two of them in the whole.
No.
Two of them in the whole country.
What does a papermaker look like?
It's a printing press. It's a mean machine. It's like a printing press that makes paper. It's got the rollers and the teeth that like cut the paper.
That's a terrible mascot.
It's a great mascot.
No.
If you think of any of the schools, or elementary, middle, high school, all those mascots that they had, would you go as any of them? I'm thinking of my own.
Absolutely. What? My roommate from last year, Trevor, his school was the Oregon Episcopal School Aardvarks.
That's a great mascot.
Absolutely.
I mean,
you are so thrown by it, you don't know if you should be intimidated or laugh at them.
I had dolphins.
Mostly laugh at them, probably.
Dolphins, yes. Naples Elementary Dolphins. The Will Rogers Mustangs.
That's kind of hard.
Wilson Bruins. And now Penguins pretty
high. You kind of went to the Mustang last year. You have that creepy plastic horse head that you wear around.
That's
essentially a Mustang. I mean, if we're going to get technical, that's about if that was like an MLB or an NBA mascot. That's what it would be, a dude in a horse head. And that's what you went as last year. Am I wrong?
I'd win it as a horse head.
So you've done that. There you go.
I wasn't sure what that was.
That was weird. It was just creepy.
It was pretty creepy.
But I think professionally, if we're going to go professional mascots, my first choice has got to be the Cleveland Indians and Chief Wahoo, who has the crazy like headdress and the tongue hanging out. Even though that's super controversial and super sensitive right now, especially with like the Washington Redskins thing.
Let's blow it up.
I mean, that's the easiest thing to dress as. Think about it. Like, all you have to do is be like, oh, war paint, a little, like, feather thing after your hair, wear some, like, moccasins and some sweet, like, deer skin, and you're good to go. You're set.
I mean, from a college standpoint, I think the easiest college mascot to be is the Xavier University Blue Blob. That what? That may be one of the weirdest mascots I've ever heard of.
Is that an actual?
That's a real thing.
Okay, I'll buy it.
What does it look like?
It's a blue blob. I would imagine. I haven't seen it.
The Rhode Island Institute
of Technology.
Scrody?
Scrody's.
Scrody. Okay. They are Scrody. They are Scrody.
No, I thought it was a Rhode Island.
Game over, gentlemen and ladies. Game over.
Alabama's Alabama Crimson Tide.
Oh, it's an elephant.
Elephant, yeah.
They're the elephants.
That makes sense.
Or you could just go as a football player. Just go put as a bunch Nick of Saban. Nice shiny rings.
Yeah, just go
fingers.
As Nick Saban and comb your hair all up and wear a polo
and not smile at anybody.
That's what I would wear.
Speaking of iterable coaches, I don't mean to cut you off. Did you see Bill Belichick's?
Oh, the Pirate.
Oh,
oh yeah. And his wife is smoking. Oh my goodness! You see that, Bill Belichick?
You're the head coach of the Pats. I'm pretty sure your wife.
That dude is ugly. He could just go as himself for Halloween. He could just wear a cutoff and be like, "Yeah, what's up, kids?" And they'd be like, "Oh my god, smoking hot wife. Where'd that come from? Did anybody else see that coming?" I was blindsided. I was completely blindsided by that. I was blown away. It's kind of like AJ McCarron. With Captain Webb, it's like,
you're the quarterback of Alabama.
You are not a fat old man yet.
Yeah, like, I'm going to throw out a southern athlete. Throw out a southern draw. You're the quarterback of Alabama. You can choose any girl you want.
All right, I would like to propose a question. If you could change our college mascot to any other current college mascot, what would it be?
For Dominican?
I have to go with the UC Santa Cruz Banana Slugs. I think it would be fun to be a banana slug.
I think it's kind of ridiculous.
We used to be the Hounds. That's kind of cool.
I like the Hounds.
That's so generic, though.
How about the French Bulldogs?
Can we be the Sir Charleses?
Sir Charles. Ladies, what do you think? What a professional mascot of your favorite sports team, what would it be? What would you dress up as? What do you got? You guys are from Arizona. Is it a Cardinal?
Well, Beck is a Cubs fan. You could go as
a
you could go as little bear.
Little bear. Cubs would be funny.
That'd be good. I could see a little bear outfit from Workaholics, the bear jacket.
Yeah.
The gloves. Yeah. That'd be good.
Yeah.
You could rock that for sure. Be a big fan of that.
What's the Syracuse
Orange Man?
Yeah.
I think that would be kind of fun to walk around.
It literally just looks like an orange, though. It's kind of like the blue blob. It just is like an orange.
I think that would be kind of
like
fun.
Fruit. It's like an orange fruit with a hat. It's kind of weird. But
it's about to be peeled and eaten.
Yeah. I mean, I think that came actually from like a Native American thing because they're so close to the Onondaga Reservation in Canada that they used to be like a Native American, but then they got nixed because of the whole racial thing. So they just became the orange
changed
men.
The color slightly.
I mean, I feel like oranges don't grow in upstate New York. I feel like it's
like Florida. Yeah, they don't grow very well. Yeah,
that's true.
It's a bit of a push. Ice, you brought up a Colorado mascot. You said it, but I don't know what it is. For the Rockies, it's
Digger.
It's a dinosaur.
Yeah,
it's a dinosaur.
He's a dinosaur.
It's the dinosaur.
I think he wins.
It's a purple dinosaur.
He's a purple triceratops.
He looks awesome. By the way,
that's a winner right
Absolutely.
There.
Absolutely. I think he wins the Halloween costume contest.
Yeah, that'd be sweet. Anytime you can dress up as a dinosaur or anything like that, you win. If you can include animals into your costume,
the
girls,
Toronto Raptors, the
cats,
raptor,
the raptors,
win raptor all the time. Up in Toronto,
raptor, raptor, so good.
Dinosaurs.
Whoa! Okay, if we're talking basketball, Phoenix Suns. They got that gorilla. He's jumping through hoops of fire.
Wait, why is there a gorilla if the Phoenix Suns?
I know that doesn't make sense. I realize it doesn't make sense.
I mean, it doesn't matter.
It's the same with the Nuggets. They have a mountain lion for the Nuggets.
There's a lot of mountain lions though in Denver. I'm not too
not,
sure.
Not in Denver.
There's
in the mountains.
There's a lot of gorillas.
There's lots of gorillas in Arizona.
Don't we have like a bear for the Blazers?
The Blazers is. His name is like Blaze, and I think he's
that's
cat.
Original.
Okay. He's a cat or something. I don't know. It's like a white
it's
cat
so
with like
bad
a
bad that you
like
can't
a,
even tell.
Well, it doesn't matter. I mean, we're not that good anyway. Nobody's paying attention to what our mascot is. Our best hope is a sophomore player. Oh my goodness gracious. I'm not gonna hate because you know go Blazers all day.
Scariest athlete looking athlete out there, I should say.
Scariest looking athlete.
Pau Gasol. Pau Gasol wins.
I would have said it's Pau Gasol as well. Pau Gasol is not too. Yeah.
I'm gonna go with Terrell Suggs. That homie is straight ugly and terrifying because he is huge. He wears the visor. You know what I'm saying? And the Ravens wear all black pants, so he just looks fast. He just looks scary fast, and he's huge. And then he takes his helmet off, and he's kind of got those crazy eyes going on. And then his lips are just all messed up, and his teeth are just so bad. You're making so much money. Please get your teeth fixed. That goes, actually, side note, for all professional athletes.
You have to get your
teeth fixed. You have to get your teeth fixed, please. You have money to do that. Go get it done. But no, Terrell Suggs is a man and a half and also terrifying as well.
Before he retired, I would say Ray Lewis, terrifying.
Yeah, he's pretty terrifying.
But he had he probably killed the guy. I say probably because he got off.
Aaron Hernandez.
However,
okay, oh my God.
Aaron Hernandez is guilty. Yeah.
Everyone knows that. He's guilty.
But no, Ray Lewis is terrifying, but he had the whole Jesus thing going for him. He had the whole religion thing going. So that's little bit less.
I'm praying
me.
To Jesus if I look across and I see his black mask coming at me with his face mask that he came after his injury that he came back that looked something out of a nightmare.
Yeah, I mean, he had like a robotic and then like RoboCop.
He had RoboCop arm.
Yeah.
Pretty scary.
Frankly, I'm a little bit afraid of Pat McAfee after his hit Trinity Holiday.
Yeah.
He tweeted the next day a picture of he was selected for a random drug test by the NFL.
This is a kicker.
The day after that hit, a kicker hit someone so hard that he was selected to be tested for performance-enhancing drugs.
You think you're safe when you're a kicker.
But you're not.
No, sir. You are never safe. You
better just flail if you're a kicker or you will be tested for drugs.
Hey, you know what? Probably a good person to test. I mean,
I wouldn't be surprised if you tested positive. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey,
ladies, feel free to chime in whenever you want.
Becca and I don't really know a lot about sports. We're just trying to follow along here.
So what you place? Well, okay. Becca plays sports. Haley golfs. So
that is a sport. Oh, yeah. That is a sport.
It's a retirement activity.
I mean, Tiger Woods makes millions.
It takes
of
a
dollars.
Lot of skill to play golf.
It does. I can't golf. Okay, at all, but go. I'm just saying. But there's got to be one person that you've seen on TV and just kind of gone, oh my, oh, you need to not put the camera on him ever again. Is there anybody that jumps to mind? It's just,
I was going to say Ray Lewis also.
Ray Lewis? Okay, well,
what's his name? He used to play for Kentucky. He has a unibrow.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. Plays for the
he plays for New Orleans now.
Yeah, plays for the Pelicans.
I can't remember his name.
Anthony Davis.
They never need to put the camera on him ever again. And during the championship, they had it on his family quite a bit.
You know,
they also had unibrows.
You know, we talked about that.
You know who kind of freaks me out a little bit now you think about it? Steve Nash.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's absolutely. Got crazy eyes. You know, he's got the big forehead after he got his hair cut. It's just unproportional.
Something's not right there.
Plus, he's Canadian, so you don't really trust him.
Canadians are crazy. You know who actually terrifies me in a really weird way, though? Phil Jackson hasn't been a player in a while. Everyone mostly knows him as a coach, but he's just so calm and collected that
you
want to
talk
feel like
coaches
he would
scaring
just
you. Nick Saban,
I mean,
terrifying.
Yeah, but that's so different. Nick Saban will like yell in your face.
Actually,
I
take Les Miles before I took Nick Saban. Les Miles is freaky. He can't clap. Number one, he wears his hat weird, and then he yells at you when you're trying to interview him. I mean, he's crazy. Saban's intimidating. Miles is just psychotic.
Phil Jackson will get in your head, and he'll win like 7 years later. You'll just have a mental breakdown.
I mean, there's different levels of scary. It's what I'm gathering off of this conversation. There's physical, just terrifying, and then there's like mental.
I don't think anyone is better than
Phil Jackson.
Or named Ron Artest would have been in my top.
Ron Artest.
Top five.
Oh God. Oh.
Meta World Peace.
Any guy that comes into the stands and goes after blood, like goes after you.
That's
okay.
True.
Help me. Played for the Bulls.
Dennis Rodman.
Thank you. Oh yeah. God, that
scary
dude.
Man. Very scary.
That's just terrifying on so many different levels. That they could have made a movie of his life and it would have been X-rated. It would have been absolutely terrifying to watch that man go through an everyday life.
I feel like so many more of his antics were for attention. I feel like Meta World Peace is just a much angrier man than he is.
Not so
if
much
I were
anymore.
To get in if I were to get in a fight with either one of them, I would rather fight Dennis Rodman. Because I feel like he is not quite as angry.
I mean, you're gonna lose hungry. To both of them.
Oh, I would die. If I fought any professional athlete, except for maybe a golfer, I would probably die.
True. Bubba Watson can throw down.
I mean. That's fair.
He's got a hovercraft.
He'll
lay the lumber, I'm telling you what.
Tiger works out like three times a day. So I know. I wouldn't mess with Tiger.
I feel like if Tiger really got upset, Ooh.
I mean, I wouldn't mess with Tiger's wife either.
So we've been talking
She's
coming at you with golf clubs.
So we've been talking about most terrifying or, I want to say, freakish at this point, athletes or coaches or sports personas, if you will, for the Halloween special here on the tailgate. What about, we've all been talking about current, mostly current, maybe not Ray Lewis players. There was some guys back in the day that I just want to throw out a whole class here of hockey players and football players that didn't play with helmets. There's hockey players and hockey goalies that didn't wear anything. They just wore like shin guards.
You want to go back in the day? I think the scariest overall athlete ever, I think you might say, would be either Bo Jackson or Mike Tyson.
Well, that's just because
if you
freakish.
Ever want to go scary, I think that's where you got to go.
Well, Mike Tyson bit a dude's ear off, so that obviously puts him in a whole different like psychotic category. Actually, shout out to Eric Knapp of Linfield Football. Got retweeted by SportsCenter today.
That's kind of
Josh funny. Smith, if you're listening, your roommate got a shout out on SportsCenter. I don't know if you saw that. But, yeah, you bit a dude's ear off. Yeah. That's like some vampire stuff.
Mike Tyson?
Mike Tyson bit Evander Holyfield's ear.
He's crazy.
Off in the middle of a fight.
He's a face tattoo. He's insane.
What?
Yeah, if you get a face tattoo.
He owns a tribal face tattoo.
You're already
you are
behind
insane.
The eight ball a little bit.
He owned a tiger. Who does that? Who buys a tiger thinking, oh, this is going to work out really well for me?
Mike Tyson.
It's one person.
One person.
Scarface and Mike Tyson. That's it. That's it. Those Absolutely. Are the only two people that I know of that have ever bought a tiger. Because, hey, that's such a good life plan. That's a great life choice. But going back, some of those football players back in the, you know, 70s, 80s, where they were literally playing with, like, kind of plastic helmets almost, and you saw them every day. There was a guy named, I think his last name was Youngblood. He played defensive line for the Rams, and they won a Super Bowl when he was in there in L.A. He played the entire playoffs, NFL playoffs.
If your name is Youngblood and you don't play football,
professional sports, yeah,
or even professional sports for that matter, I don't know what you're doing with your life.
I know he played anyway. He played the entire playoffs. It was 4 to 5 games with a broken fibula. Is that in your leg, right?
Fibula, yes.
Fibula, like the shin bone. He played with a broken fibula for the entire playoffs and won a Super Bowl and started. It was an All-Pro guy.
I think Becca's saying no to where the fibula is. Where is
it? That's right.
That's in your leg.
Right,
I thought it was a shin bone. Yeah. She was shaking her head no, though.
What's up with anatomy?
Tibia and fibula.
Yeah, anatomy, calm life. What's up now? Hey.
On the topic of playing through injury,
we can push buttons on the soundboard, but the best of them. You ask us where the tibia or whatever it's called.
No idea. I'm taking a shot in the dark here, people. Shot in the dark.
Tibula is not even a word.
It's tibia.
Definitely tibia.
What did I say?
You said fibula.
No,
that's
fibula.
Right.
You're good.
Brock's tibula right. Yeah. Hunter's wrong.
Let's go. Hey.
That's okay. Very typical.
Brock 1, Hunter 0.
You were saying playing through injuries.
I just pressed the
I think
buttons,
one of the
guys.
Most impressive ones ever is Ronnie Lott getting part of his finger amputated so mm-hmm. he could finish a game.
Same with the Cardinals safety this year, getting his middle finger ripped off.
That just ripped off. Ronnie Lott elected to have part of his finger
that is
cut
true.
Off.
Take it
so
off.
That
I want
to
play.
Exactly. That's crazy.
That also puts him in my mind, in the self-mutilation or other human mutilation of Mike Tyson. That's just some next level.
But that's crazy. Just that's dedication. That's not I want to harm someone. It's I just want to play that badly. That's impressive. Mike Tyson biting a person's ear off. It's a little bit impressive. It's absolutely crazy. But it's nowhere near as impressive as Ronnie Lott.
I think it's a little different. Impressive and then crazy.
I would say a lot more crazy. I'd say a lot more crazy than impressive.
It's something 100%. Is what it is. It's something for sure. I mean, I don't think there's words to describe that. I mean, there's people like in the Congo that have stopped doing that for the last like 50 years. And Mike Tyson's out there doing it, what, 2 decades ago? I mean, come on. In a professional sport, you're biting somebody's, like part of somebody's face off? Really? Really, Hannibal? Come on. Come on, man. I mean, let's get it together. That's unreal.
You get caught up in the moment sometimes. you do. It's
so
true.
So much so you bite a guy's ear off.
I feel like out. I've no never been there where I've wanted to bite somebody's ear off. I
just think you ever get so horrible. Competitive, Becca? You on the actually even better, Haley.
Haley,
you
yes,
ever,
Haley.
You ever get to the point where you're on the green there and you get so intense that you're just like, I'm gonna just bite off my caddy's ear here.
I have to say that has not happened to me yet.
Okay, you have barely talked the whole show. So before we sign out here in a minute, I want to ask you a question. Have you ever broken a club out of frustration?
No, because I've seen it happen many times. I've never done it myself.
I have done that, and it is a liberating feeling. Let me tell you.
He did it in like putt-putt golf, too.
I like threw it against the wall, but that's neither here nor there. I wanted to know, what is your worst moment on the golf course? If you've ever freaked out on a golf course, or there's a moment.
That's when golf is great, because it's a gentleman's game.
It is a gentleman's game.
You know, you do the golf clap, everyone dresses up, and then you see this guy just wailing away on his putter there and throws it into the water hazard.
Has there ever been a time?
Please tell me that you have done that.
I have not done that. I've seen it happen. I've seen a guy snap his driver and yell a lot. It was interesting.
She's so calm and collected over there.
Oh. I try.
Brock, I would like to know how old you were when you broke this.
Oh, this was like high school. I don't know. It was playing.
You were on a mini golf course.
In a mini golf course?
Yeah, he said putt-putt.
That's the only golf I play.
Oh my gosh.
See, I had my money on middle school.
Oh, well, I wasn't strong enough then. I wouldn't have been able to just like thigh it, but you know.
It's because you're soft.
I was soft.
Becca, have you ever, what's the equivalent in volleyball?
Pop the volleyball.
Crushed it with your hands?
Just with your hands. God dang it.
Rip down the net. Have you ever ripped down the net?
In the middle of the game. I'm over this. No one plays anymore. Storm out of there.
Let's see, the worst I've done, I think I've slapped the ground pretty hard. I wasn't very happy.
Yeah, be careful.
That can be intimidating, though. When you slap the ground, that can be scary.
You can hurt yourself.
You can hurt yourself. But
you can. You can break a hand on that.
I don't know. People don't get really... I mean, like...
Volleyball. I feel like volleyball is the closest team sport to golf, where it's more of a, good job.
I don't know. I mean, to be fair, I've been...
It's not that.
I've been hit in the face at one of their games.
You're right.
I was nailed in the face with a ball at one of their games.
I get aggressive.
I have been, too.
I think it was the same game.
It hurts.
It's not fun. The ref laughed at me. Like that was, I was a little offended.
That's when you just take the ball and you pop it in their face. Yeah. Give the ball back to the ref.
The game's over now.
I quit. It was bad.
We're out of time here on the tailgate. I want to thank Becca, Haley, Ben, and the Iceman for joining us on our Halloween special. Brock, any last thoughts?
No, couldn't ask for a better Halloween. You know, spending it with Tailgate Nation. Had a great time. Hope you guys had fun listening to our little nostalgic moments and some of our fantasies about scary sports stars. Thank you very much for joining in. I know
any of our guests.
Yeah, I have one last word. Go Broncos. We're going to beat the Chiefs.
Ooh, okay.
Bold predictions. Okay.
I feel like that's not that bold. I have complete faith in that.
Ladies,
let's go, Peyton. Anything? He's my hero.
Thanks for having us on.
Thanks for talking so much. We had fun. Next time,
we were over here laughing at you. Try to tone it down next time. We talked a lot for us.
That's good. You know what they were doing the whole time? They have some great pictures, I'm sure.
Yeah, we have some really good selfies over here.
They have some phenomenal selfies of the tailgate, so that'll go really well. You have your headset on. You can't put a hat on right now, honey. Thank you, though. Nice try.
For Brock Beal, for the Iceman, Ben, Haley, and Becca, my name is Hunter Warnstein. This has been the tailgate, the best damn tailgate you're ever going to have, every Thursday night, 9 to 10, here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu.
Go Penguins.
We got to go trick-or-treat now. We got to get out of here. It's been a blast.
I'm that fat kid with the candy note.
I am their father.
It's been a lot of fun. Thanks for tuning in late night with us. We'll hear you next week on the best damn tailgate you're ever going to have. Good night.